Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Bachelorgation.
Welcome to Bachelorgation.
Thanks for everybody who's been leaving reviews. I read a few new ones this weekend. They're super sweet. So
y'all are so sweet.
Appreciate you. And someone said that they wanted Love Island recaps, and Tony doesn't watch Love Island, but I have been watching it religiously, and you're welcome to DM me, and we can
discuss. Have every Real Housewives series to get through.
Right. Okay, so if you want to talk about Real Housewives, slide into Tony's DMs, and if you want to talk about Love Island, slide into my DMs.
Perfect. And then, you know, maybe one day we'll cross paths again.
Maybe one day we'll cross paths. Okay. Where do you want to start?
Should we just start, like, oh, it's so hard to even remember what happened on Monday.
Let's just go through, like, the different couplings.
Okay. Let's do that.
So let's start with Nicole.
Okay. That's a good one. Nicole. I feel like this week was the first time where I watched Nicole and I was actually like, okay, I want to watch you. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I feel like her personality came out a lot more, and I think it's, like, a confidence thing. Like, it seemed to me once she started getting the second date card and then Christian comes in and, like, gives her another date, like, I feel like she kind of put some pep in her step to, like...
Right. She... Yeah, I feel like we got to see her personality a little bit more, and she all of a sudden had this confidence, and so we got to know her a little bit more. But
right.
I do want to just, like, side note really quickly. Tony's looking at me really seriously, like I'm about to say, like, drop a bomb right now. I just, and you've been noticing this as well, like, when we post on Instagram content about the men versus content about the women,
oh, yeah.
It's actually been really disheartening because...
Oh my god, we should side note for sure about this.
Yeah, I want to talk about it because it's like whenever we post about the men, a lot of the comments are like coming to their defense.
Yeah, trying to rationalize like what they could be like thinking like psychoanalytically. Like
right. And then when we post a meme like the one that we just posted about Nicole just basically saying that she was beautiful. Like I didn't say and then there's nothing else. Like that content, it was just like saying that she's beautiful. It's like people are so quick to beat women down and criticize them and find something that's wrong with them.
Right. Oh, and she's boring. Oh, I don't like her. Oh, I don't think she's that pretty. Like, oh, she said this and I hate that. You know,
and
it's like...
to the point where Tony and I were even having a conversation like, oh, do we need to change, like, the style of our content? But it's like, no, people just are fucking mean to women. Like,
right. Like, and I, you know, everyone can have their opinions about, and we're not going to get into, like, the Blake versus Kaylin thing too much, because I think that whole text debacle should be over and done with.
I'm done with it.
But what really bothered me was the way that people were so quick to sort of, like, come to Blake's defense and be like, oh, well, I think he actually is just thinking this way, and this is probably why, and I feel really bad for him. Whereas, like, the comments for Kaylin were all basically, like, she's a manipulator.
Right.
Like, you, like, we don't ever want to frame the conversation around, like, this person is completely this.
I'm not here to shame any of these people. Like,
right.
I'm here to, like, have a
we can call you out for being like, oh, well, that's shady that you did this. But, like,
right.
to completely paint, like, a woman as a manipulator or, like, an aggressor, you know?
Any sort of shaming, like, blanket statement. Like, this is TV. We don't know these people. And
right.
So, I don't know. It just makes me... It makes me kind of sad. I, like, stopped reading the comments because
All
we do is, like, try and, like, post something
that's
silly about these
cheeky,
women that's funny and cheeky, and then everyone just wants to tear especially the women down. And it's like,
it's
I don't know what we're going to do when we
concerning.
Get to the next season of The Bachelor, because I'm just like, holy fuck, y'all.
And I was FaceTiming my friend, and she doesn't like really watch the show, but she was like, oh, wow, I've seen that your Instagram is doing really well. And we talked about that, and I told her, you know, I was expressing this like disdain that I've been having with the comment section. And she was like, and it's always the women that do that.
Yep.
Which I hate to call the women out, but it's like the most of the people who watch this franchise
are women. Straight women.
And it kind of sucks.
Yeah, it just like, I don't know, like as the self-loathing that we could really go down a rabbit hole
really
spiral,
could.
But I just wanted to make note of that because it is made me stop reading the comments. So if you want
right.
to have like an actual engage conversation with one of us, don't post in the comments because I'm done reading them.
Yeah, we're actually more likely to respond to like your DMs than we are to comments.
100%.
Because we're trying to avoid them mostly.
Yeah, because everyone's so mean to the women.
Yeah.
I can't keep reading
and
it.
And I think we both are the type of people where like we feel pressure for stuff that's, like, not our responsibility. Like, we make art and you put it out there. Our memes are art, okay?
Our memes are art, okay? I'm a fucking artist.
I'm only framing it this way because I was having a conversation with someone about it and they were expressing to me, they were like, you know, when you make art,
yeah,
you're not responsible for, you
people's
know,
response
people's
to
response to it. And I think I have to remind myself of that.
Right.
Reading some of these things, because I'm like, I don't want any of these people to see, like, some of these mean comments and feel bad yeah. about them. But at the same time, it's like, it's not going to stop me from, like, saying, like, hold up, I'm making this funny thing. It's a reality TV show. It's supposed to be fun. If people are really going to spend their lives on the internet, like, trashing other people,
that's their prerogative no matter what we do.
A fun TV show, maybe you should watch the show if you hate everyone on it, you
right.
know?
Anyways.
So, yeah, well, before, yeah, that's a good side note.
Here's my ask of people that actually, like, listen to the podcast, too, is, like, please don't do that.
Yeah, please don't do that.
Please don't just be, like, she's ugly, she's boring. Like, I don't, like, that's not cool engagement. So, anyways, rant over.
Yeah, so, and also, like, Nicole's Instagram, I was going on there because I was checking for her sun sign. Her Instagram is bomb.
Yeah, it's
she looks
fire.
Amazing.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, and she dresses amazingly. She has great clothes. And I think, like, for the longest time, this format hasn't really suited her.
Right.
Like, you haven't gotten to see her personality. And obviously, like, she was crying the whole time she was on.
Right, like,
Cold
The Bachelor
season.
Didn't suit her.
Yeah, The Bachelor didn't suit her. And now, like, obviously because she's, like, you know, fun and gorgeous, and it wasn't translating in Colton season, now she's getting a lot of attention. And it's, like, it's exciting to see, like, that confidence sort of, like, bring, like, more of a personality out of her. She's getting more airtime.
Right. Being desired really suits her.
It really does suit her, and she's Sagittarius, so, you know, maybe there's something there. I think, too, like, it's interesting with Christian, like, we can go into his behavior on the show, but I think I noticed a change in her when she was on a date with Christian. Like, it felt like they were compatible in the way that, like, she kind of understood him
mm-hmm.
on, like, an identity level. And I think that really brought out an aspect of her personality that she probably has been hiding or, like,
absolutely,
you know, toning down for the TV show. And I think that that was, like, really nice to see, like, them speaking Spanish and, you know, joking around and, like, speaking, like, this whole other, like, language with each other. And it, you could see, like, the way that she really loosened up a lot during her date with him. And that
she
was nice.
Seemed so much more herself, and
yeah.
like, her shoulders just went down when she was with him. Like, she got to be more authentic.
Yeah, it was really, really nice to see that. Because I think a lot of times you don't see people of the same identity, like, getting to, like, go on dates with each other on The Bachelor.
Right.
So that's really, really nice to see. So we can talk about her relationship to each of the guys if we want to.
Yeah, so, like, when she first meets up with Christian, I had, like, these really exciting feelings because yeah. I loved it off the get-go. Like, I loved how assertive he was. I loved that she's the only woman that he pulled, and then he just
yeah.
asked her on the date
right.
without even talking to anyone else. Like, sexy.
Yes.
And then seeing her really sparkle and be herself because she was connecting with him
yeah.
and comfortable with him. And they obviously had this spark with each other. So I was, like, immediately really, really wanting her to choose
yeah.
him over Clay. And then he got so aggro.
I know.
He just ruined it. Like, if he had not come up during her time with Clay, I would have been, like, cool. Like, she's going to pick him.
Oh, man. It was, like, the, oh, like, biggest letdown.
Yeah.
You know, to see, and you could almost read it in her face, too.
She was so disappointed.
As things got more intense between Clay and Christian, you could tell that she was like, oh, God, I really hate that this is happening right now. Like, I
right.
was going to choose you over Clay.
Right.
You know?
She was like, I was going to choose you over Clay, and now.
Because it was like, Clay is the safe choice. Christian's, like, the, you know, sort of like the wild card choice. But she obviously is really connected to him. And now it's, like, too much, too much, too much.
Yeah, like, oh, you could see her face, like, please don't ruin this because
yeah,
I really wanted to pick
so
you.
Well. But I will say, too, like, I think his personality, like, he has, like, sort of, like, this machismo, like, personality that I see so many of the men on Paradise have a really awkward relationship with, like, masculinity, and, like, definitely are very toxically masculine, and there's a lot of just overbearing, like, entitlement to their behavior. And I think his, obviously, you know, his reaction to Jordan was, like, very aggressive. And who knows what's going to happen next week.
They're, like, about to get in a fight.
They're about to get into a fight. And obviously, like, you know, you don't need to throw punches over anyone. But I think, too, like, when people have these conversations about, like, how each of these men are masculine, like, I feel like Jordan's also been very, like, oh, like, this is my right to, like, take this from him, you know? And even, like, Dylan and Clay, who, like, naturally are not predisposed to doing that, have pushed themselves to be more confrontational.
And it's this confrontation that is around ownership. Yeah. Of, like, this is my beach. I have the right to go smash that pinata. Like,
right.
I own time with this woman because yeah. I've staked my claim. Like,
they always talk about it. It's like, I'm taking what's mine, mm-hmm. you know, or like speaking for these women, like Blake, whenever Dylan was confronting him on the beach with Hannah, he was like, you're making her uncomfortable. Like, look, you're making her uncomfortable.
When as
Hannah,
if she like, can't speak for herself.
Right. Like, Hannah kind of just looked like unbothered by the whole thing.
Yeah, and we can get into that later, but yeah. honestly, I'm not all that impressed by Dylan, and I feel like everyone's like, oh, Dylan's so great, and I'm kind of like, okay, like, whatever.
Yeah, we can talk about him in depth later, but I guess the point of what I'm trying to say with this is that I see a lot of people, like, really going after Christian for his, like, aggressive nature and, like, his toxic masculinity, but I think, like, we need to check, like most of the men on this show right now, because they're all contributing to it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I wonder too, like, what the dynamic would be like between, like, this white guy coming in and being like, I'm taking this pinata, like, you know, show's over, and like Christian, like, nobody's really coming after Jordan about it, but everyone's no. like, oh, Christian's like bad, he's bad news. It's like, I just want everyone to be aware of, like, the dynamics at play. And when we talk about, like, toxic masculinity, there's, like, different identities and how masculinity is displayed in different identities. And I think it's, like, people are very quick to just assume that it's okay for white men to be like, I'm taking what's mine, you know?
Jordan literally says, this is my beach, like a colonizer. Like,
like, literally, he's like, I'm the sheriff of this beach or whatever.
Right, and so it's, like, these two people are having this connection that's, like, based a lot in their shared identity. Like, yeah. that's one of their immediate ways to connect with each other. And then yeah, Jordan
comes in and, like, grabs his shit. And it's not to say that Christian's behavior is okay, because I don't think it is at all.
But I think you're making a super, super important point that I'm... Thank you. Because it's, like, everyone's gonna have, after they have this fight on the beach, everyone's gonna have a big online debate about, like, right. Christian's toxic masculinity and, like, how aggressive he is. And it's like, no, all of these men are grappling with their masculinity in yeah. different ways, and it's all toxic except for baby Derek. Derek is boo.
I can see Ingrid's, like, heart eyes just, like, swelling.
I want to date Derek.
I think the point is that, like, just think about the fact that we treat Jordan's toxic masculinity as, like, humorous and, like, non-threatening.
But we think that Christian is so threatening. When right. Christian, like, didn't even start any fight, like, Jordan's coming up and, like, literally yeah. taking something
yeah.
from him.
Yeah, you know, his conversation with Clay was very aggro and unnecessary, but...
But it's just, like, everything needs to be put in perspective.
Right, everything needs a little bit of a check behind it. So, yeah. There's layers to Bachelor in Paradise, people.
Right, layers, layers upon layers.
Should we talk about, I mean, I guess, honestly, my opinion of Clay is that I just don't really have much of an opinion. Like, you know, like, he seems like a sweet dude. Like, I root for him because I root for everyone on a base level to be happy.
Yeah, like, we want you all to be happy.
Right. It's like, who do we think Nicole's going to choose at the end of this? I guess Clay, right?
She's going to choose Clay because she's on TV and she has to because she has, like, you
He's
know what
done,
I mean?
She's
done,
like, the in least amount of harm.
Harm, but, like, I don't know. He's just, I feel exactly the same as you. Like, he's really nice. He seems really sweet. I just couldn't care less. He's, like, such a vanilla steamer.
Vanilla steamer.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I agree. We had milk toast, now we're moving into vanilla steamer.
He's a vanilla steamer. Like, he's super sweet. He's very cute. It makes me kind of uncomfortable the way that the women call him a beefcake. I'm like, can you not refer to him as like a piece of like this? It got really aggressive.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that slab of meat. Look at that meat on the beach. I'm like, okay, he's a person. He's a person. But yeah, he's just like basic and sweet. And
yeah,
I think the dynamic of, and then and maybe this can like segue us into the Hannah Dylan Blake love triangle, mm-hmm. but like I think the dynamic of the women asking these men to be more assertive, like Nicole being like, I want you to be more assertive, I want you to be more basically confrontational,
yeah,
and fight for me, and like it was interesting to see how Clay embodied that, because it felt really uncomfortable,
right.
Like he didn't really want to be doing it.
It wasn't his natural.
That's not his disposition. I loved, yeah. Okay, I will give him this. He clearly does know who he is, because I loved when he was like, Jordan, I don't have the same personality as you.
Yeah.
I thought that was a great line.
Self-awareness.
He's self-aware. He's basic, but he's self-aware.
Yeah. So that I think that's pretty good for a candidate on Bachelor in Paradise.
Absolutely.
So I guess now we can move on to Hannah and Dylan and Blake.
Yep.
What's your read on the situation?
Okay, so this, how do I say this? There is an artist on Instagram who I bought art from, who is amazing, and now he happens to watch The Bachelor.
Oh, yes.
So we've had some banter, and they messaged me, and they were like, Dylan reminds me of, like, a dog that's always been held and has never walked.
Oh, damn.
And I'm so sorry, but that's so true. Like, he walks around like he just has never had to face this kind of challenge before, or, like, much challenge at all. Like,
he's, like, it looks like he's, like, treading water.
Right. He's, like, his head's just barely above. He's never been in any sort of conflict before. He's never had to fight for anything before, and his head's just barely above water.
It's, and going back to thing about toxic masculinity, this show is for, like, aggressive people. Like you have to be aggressive. And I don't think that's his natural state. And here he is with the woman on the show who is probably, like, the most
pursued.
Popular and most pursued. And not only that, but, like, the people who are pursuing her are, like the Blake of the show, who, like, literally, like, the first week people were calling him King of Paradise, ugh. You know? Because everyone wanted to be with him. So I think Dylan is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I think it's bringing out a lot of, like, insecurity and paranoia in him.
And, you know, so now we're just having this, like, big discussion about different masculinities, and his is just as gross to me. I'm so sorry. Like, I'm just gonna say it. I know people disagree with me, but it's, like, he's this, like, weird victim thing of, like, I just don't understand. Like, I feel like there's something I don't know. Like, I don't understand why she wouldn't pick me. It's, like, either...
Well, there was something that he didn't know that she was hiding.
I don't care.
But that's the thing. It's, like, the format of the show kind of brings out the worst in people, I think. And he comes across as very, like, paranoid and a little bit sad boy about it.
Right, which is, like... Yeah, he's a sad boy, and I just think that's, like...
You can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen, you know?
If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. There is something... I do think Hannah's low-key shady. Like, there's something that she didn't tell him. I do think he's sweet. I want him to be protected, sure, whatever. Yeah. But I'm also, like, stop the sad boy act. I don't care. Like, I don't feel sorry for you.
If they had found each other on Tinder...
Then I would feel bad for him, but you're on a TV show.
But, like, he signed up for Paradise, and he also went in knowing he was going to be pursuing probably, like, the most buzzed about Bachelorette on the show. You know? So I think he's probably frantically thinking, I didn't think the plan was going to go so well. I didn't think she was going to, you know, first of all, pick me and actually, like, fall for me a little bit. And now he has to deal with, like, oh, shit, I have caught feelings for this person who I don't know if I trust, you know, and I'm just like, dude, you got to get it. Like, I want to shake him and be like, you got to get it together.
No, exactly. Like,
there's so much potential in you.
You got to start swimming.
Like, he's right. You got to really just kick it into high gear, because it backstroke. Because I think, like, he seems like a really decent, nice person, and he doesn't seem, like, attention seeking. Mm-hmm. Like, and I also think, like, he's going to actually make a really good partner one day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he seems to have a good head on his shoulders. Like, he has great brows. He's like sweet. And obviously like he's there to like be with one person. But this show is like formatted to like make you like not want to be with one person.
It's really interesting when people, I guess the point that I'm trying to make that I made somewhat aggressively is.
No, you didn't. I think that is very valid.
Is that it is really interesting to see people who choose to go on this show whose personalities don't actually suit it. So that's what we see in people like when Nicole was on The Bachelor or Dylan. It's like, yeah, I think he's going to be a great partner. I think he seems like a really nice guy. He does. He seems like a really nice guy, but his personality is not suited to this format of dating. And so then you, like, I feel like we have this like victim, sad boy, paranoia. Or this super aggressive, assertive masculinity, and there's like very little in between on the show. You just get these like these extremes.
Brings out extremes for sure. And I and he is one of those characters where you wonder like how did you wind up here?
Yeah, like why are you on reality TV?
But I think like with Hannah, I don't know how she thought that he wouldn't find out that
Like, Blake and her met up before? Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? Like, are you... When were you planning on telling him?
And, you know, like, you can't... You can't hold on to something like that because the longer you wait, the weirder it is. Oh, Tony's...
She makes me laugh because I'm like, what's going on with you? She's, like, such an Aquarius, I think.
She's very aloof.
Yeah, and she seems so not, like, unbothered. And sometimes, like, she's embracing Dylan, and, like, the camera, like, catches his back and, like, her face. And it's, like, she's staring off into the distance. And I'm like, what are you...
Yeah, like, she's...
Like, what are you thinking in there? Not, like, airheaded. I'm, like, genuinely, like, what, like... Are you stressed? Are you, like, is there a body in your closet? Like, what's going on, you know?
Absolutely. I've noticed those shots as well, where it looks like she's really deep in thought, and she always has this sort of, like, look of concern.
Yeah. And I think Dylan is, like, within his right to be, like, upset about her hiding that from him.
He's well within his right
to be upset about it. You know, like, I think that's a transparency thing.
That's lying.
Yeah, it's like, you're hiding stuff, you're not telling the truth, you're not being truthful, you're lying. So... I was very disappointed in Hannah to find that.
Sorry if you can hear my neighbors. Rude. It's obviously... Don't they know that we're recording a podcast in here? Bye. Go into your apartment.
I'll just edit this part out. We'll wait.
Straight people.
Like, what? I don't understand what's with men and, like, their need to yell really loudly.
Yeah, like, just yelling in the hallway.
All the time.
Like, we are doing really important business in here. We're, like, monetizing in here, and you're just...
We're building an empire.
We're building a gay empire, and here you are just, like, trying to talk in the hallway.
Yeah, so Hannah, I don't know where I stand with her, but she's not doing very nice things, in my opinion.
Okay. Oh, so here's where... Yeah, with Dylan, it's, like... I don't love how this has manifested in him, but to be fair, like, if I were dating Hannah, I would feel paranoid, too.
Yeah, and also, I think if you think about the type of person he is, he's, like, kind of, obviously, like, this kind of, like, he's cute. He's this, like, tech nerd.
Yeah.
You know? And I think he's surrounded by a bunch of, like, beefy dudes who, like, all the women are obviously, like, ogling at. Like, he's not, like, the you know, textbook... Bachelor, like, type, I
contestant.
Think. So I think he seems a little out of place.
Right. But I don't like Hannah's behavior at all. In fact, it's made me sort of not a fan.
She seems very unbothered by a lot of things. Like Tayshia confronting her about not telling her. Because it's, like, one thing to hide it from the person you're seeing, and you're like, oh, I don't really know if I should tell him yet, because that might bother him. Mm-hmm. But it's a different thing when you're friends with someone... And you see them, like, you know, go on a date with this guy and, like, you're already involved with him. Like, maybe that's something that you should disclose to your friend. Maybe.
Yeah, and then to call Tayshia a mean girl when she's just trying to have an adult conversation with you.
Don't do that, Hannah.
Don't call Tayshia a mean girl because we will come for you.
Also, she's a Virgo, so you know she's thinking her shit out.
Yeah.
Like, she does not read without intention.
Right.
You know? Like, I've really enjoyed how Tayshia's, like... She's not trying to start just, like, petty drama. Like, I think she called her out because she was like, I need to, like, defend myself because this is, like, not, like, in the friend code.
Right. No, it felt really intentional to me, which I respect.
Of course, Hannah was like, why are you coming for me? It's like, girl.
Why is she coming for you? I don't know, because you're, like, messing up the whole beach. For everyone.
And then Blake, I really don't even know if there's anything more to say about Blake.
He stubbed his toe. He's stupid. He blocked us on Instagram.
He blocked us on Instagram.
I think that's awesome.
I love how, like, the two contestants who have blocked us on Instagram are, like, obviously very fragile white men.
So fragile. God. Okay. I don't have anything else to say about Blake. Yeah. Should we talk about Kaylin and Dean?
Yeah, let's do that.
Super quick. I don't have a lot, but I'm into it.
Yeah, I'm into it too. It seems really cute. I think I still go back and forth on, like, Kaylin, because I think it was kind of weird how it seemed like her and Mike had a really good date, and then,
and then all of a sudden it just
pivoted, you know, to Dean, which is fine. You get eyes for someone else, and that happens. But it seemed like there wasn't much of a discussion. Like, Mike was just like, I didn't expect that at all.
Right.
So we'll see what happens, but it's obvious that they're very smitten with each other, and it's nice to see Kaylin, like, loosen up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, she seems to, like, to have been very bothered this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, I like Dean's style.
Yeah. I mean, fun. I think that Kaylin could have handled it better with Mike as well. Like, it was really abrupt. I was like, oh, yeah. Wait, I thought you liked Mike. Oh, okay. Dean's just had, like, such a tumultuous, we could say, past on Bachelor in Paradise. Like, he's done so much fucked up shit that I was just, like, ready to just shit on him.
Mm-hmm.
But he really came back, and I was like, oh my God, you're so charming, and your style is better now, and you seem kind of self-aware. And I thought it was really cute that he pulled Kaylin after she was having a hard day.
Yeah.
And I don't know, that's, like, the Aries high road that I love is just, like, that super, super present, energetic, they're not really, there's no shame. Like, they just say what they're thinking, and just stuff falls out of their mouth. And so I did, like, the way that they were interacting with each other. I thought was really fun.
Yeah. He carried a very positive energy.
Very positive. I'll be curious to see if he creates a mess this season, or like he has previously, or if he just kind of, you know, keeps it together.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there.
Cam.
Oh my God, Cam.
Cam.
Just
Cam.
We need him to go home. Like, it's
getting sad.
It's getting really sad. And, like, talk about, like, toxically masculine. I feel like this guy, like, needs, someone needs to nominate him for Queer Eye. Like, someone needs to get someone, like, kind-hearted to talk to him.
Yeah.
And tell him, like, you need to, A, have more confidence in yourself. B, maybe, like, adjust the way you do, like, these things. You know?
C, like, go to therapy and talk about your relationship to women.
Right. Because it's, like, we're not giving him an excuse for the way that he is treating some of these people, because I'm like, dude, that you're being an asshole, straight up. But at the same time, it's like, it's just really sad to see someone feel so down about themselves, and obviously just, like, really at a low point.
Oh my God.
These people are,
like, what are they doing?
I think we're good.
Okay.
It's just really hard to watch. And at first I was like, maybe he's going to come back and have this, like, redemption. Because sometimes there's a redemption on Paradise. And it's not. It's like,
honestly, I was kind of hoping he would.
I know. I wanted him to. I want him to come back and be more, like, centered and nicer and more respectful.
Instead, he's just, like, kind of unhinged and sad. And it's not even fun to watch.
Yeah, it's not fun, especially the way that he talks about himself. I'm just like, I'm depressed now.
Yeah.
Okay,
we're all sad.
Camp journal. Should we talk about, before we get to Demi, is there anything else that we're, like, forgetting?
Tayshia and JPJ, but I don't, we don't need to talk about it a lot. I just, like, thought it was fun.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. I think, like, it was really cute to see him, like, recite a poem, because, like, this whole time we've been, like, he seemed like such a, like, theater kid.
He seems like such a theater kid.
So I was like, oh, yes, this is great. And I like that, actually, we are starting to see his personality come out a little bit, and it's not just, like, this awkward, like, joke reel.
Right.
So.
And it was cute hearing Tayshia talk with the girls, like, and that they all called her out, like, that's your type, we know your type.
Oh, yeah, that was cute.
She just... Yeah, I thought that was... I like seeing Tayshia respond to stuff. Like, I just love Tayshia.
I know. And she has such an expressive face and, like, just sparkly eyes.
She's so beautiful. We're, like, a little in love with her.
Getting lost.
We're getting lost in Tayshia's eyes. Okay.
Should we go to Demi?
I'm smiling so big.
Oh, my gosh. You're excited to talk about Derek. Okay, you can start. I'll let you start.
I have just been pretty, like, apprehensive and nervous about how they were going to handle this and how this was going to come up. And now it all makes sense because in the trailer for next week, like, obviously Hannah comes on to be like, Demi, she wants to see you.
Yeah.
So I was like, how are they going to get this girl here? Like,
yeah, blah, we were blah, like, blah. What's going to happen?
And I mean, I said in one of our recaps, like, I don't know what guy Demi's going to date, and that I'm worried that it's going to go one of two directions, that it's going to get fetishized, or it's going to be like, I don't want to compete with a woman, and it's going to get aggro.
Yeah.
And Derek, like, just literally could not have handled that better. He did not go down the road of like, oh, what can a woman give you that I can't give you? Or like, oh, I want to get competitive with this woman at home. And like, I'm a man, so I know I'm going to win. Mm-hmm. He didn't like pry or ask too many questions.
Yeah.
He like honored her sharing, but wasn't like, oh my God, like, let's make this a huge deal. Like, he just was affirming and handled it like a champ, and you can tell he's just such a, like, centered person that knows himself and likes himself, because he literally said, like, all I have to do is keep showing up as myself, and I like her, and the connection will build or it won't.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I could keep talking. I love him.
I know. Derek is definitely, like, at least I like it whenever they do it, like, the guys do the right thing, because you're like, oh, what a relief.
I was so relieved.
He really handled it so well. And I think that this situation is, like, a little complicated. Obviously, like, someone reveals to you that, you know, they're bisexual. You accept that. And that's, like, you're not a bigot, so you're going to accept that. But I also wonder, too, like, it's a little bit complicated because of the fact that, like, she has been seeing someone, like, before the show.
You know,
like, what are your thoughts on that? Because I've already seen people, like, talk about that as if it's like, well, that's not really fair.
You know? On Twitter today. Here's what I would have preferred.
Yeah.
I would have preferred Demi's not seeing anyone at home and just has a conversation with Derek about being bi and that that's part of her identity.
Yeah.
The problem with that is then we wouldn't have a story. We wouldn't have a bi storyline.
We would just have a
brief coming out story. Yeah. So obviously, I'm happy that I'm going to receive, blessed, the ABC producers are blessing me with a bi storyline by doing this, but I don't actually feel that it's fair to Derek, and no shade, no tea. Like, I think Demi's doing Demi, and I adore her, and I'm a huge fan, but I do think it's, like, kind of not cool.
Yeah, like, I think there's an element to it that is, like, I wondered, too, like, obviously I'm not saying his response would be different, but, like, it's, like, you can't really be, like, how do I say this in a way that's, like, not horrible? You can't really be, like, this is unfair, you know?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No, you know, you just hit such a good point. Like,
Not that his response is not genuine and actually how he feels about her identity, you know?
But, like, he can't, because she's dating a woman at home, he didn't really have the option to be like, hey, it's really unfair that you are dating someone at home.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's like, because you're coming out to me at the same time that you're telling me that you're dating someone at home, I now, like, need to adjust my response.
Yeah.
Which is...
like, I don't think it's even calculated like that. I'm just wondering, no. Like, would he even be able to, like, say that? Because I think if... like, because you don't want to come across as, like, not accepting her identity.
Right.
You know? And that's the thing, too, is I think this is, like, a very complicated gray area where, like, a lot of people, like, open up relationships because they want to, you know, pursue their, like, bisexuality or pansexuality. And it's this idea of, like, she even, like, mentioned, like, she likes different things about each person. And it's not, like, I'm looking for the same thing in one person.
I loved when Tayshia said, like, would you date both of them at once? And then she just, like, put her head down.
Yeah, and it almost felt like kind of like a conversation about, like, you know, polyamory.
Right.
You know, because it's, like, obviously you could tell that her feelings for both, you know, Derek and this other person at home are very genuine.
Right.
And she gets emotional when she talks about it. And, like, it's, I think it's, like, a very more, like, it's a much more complicated thing than just, like, the rules of, like, what this show is set up to display, which is, like, mm-hmm. heteronormativity, like, monogamy being challenged. Like, it's a lot of stuff that's, like, very, like, cut and dry, like, archaic, and I think, like, these conversations that Demi is trying to have with Derek and that Derek is accepting and really willing to go along with is, like, this is, like, kind of a conversation that I feel like people would have, like, with their partner, like, wanting to sort of, like, open up or, mm-hmm. you know, like, pursue their sexuality with other people. And I think, like, it's funny because, like, it, obviously, like, the end game, I think, is monogamy. But I could totally see Demi, like, having, like, a cute, like, boyfriend and girlfriend.
I could totally see Demi having a cute boyfriend and girlfriend.
Demi would be good at, like...
Being poly. I completely agree. Like, I could totally see her having two sweeties. And yeah. I want to make it clear that I don't think that Demi has done anything wrong by, like, dating someone prior to going on the show. Like... there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. You're going on a TV show. You're not going to, like, put your life on pause and not date before going on the TV show. All of them are dating before going on the TV show.
Some of them are dating the wrong people, and I think that can create messy dynamics when you go on the TV show.
Yeah, some of them are dating people that are, like, literally going on the TV show with them before they go on the TV show. Like, fuck. But I do think it would be... it's not unfair to Derek. I just, like, think that it would be really hard to hear that the person that you're falling for is, like, somewhat serious about someone back home.
Yeah.
And but the at least she's telling.
Yeah, she's being that's the number one thing, is she's being transparent about it.
Yeah.
And also, you know, just as an individual, I think this is a really important thing for Demi to be doing. And what I realized, too, watching this episode, as she comes out to people on the show, it's, like, very touching to see her. And, like, I sort of had this recognition that, like, this experience isn't just about, like, her dating. Like, it's about coming out to people who she knows are all straight, who, like, is this whole group of people that she's been really close with and, like, gone on this otherwise very, like, hetero journey with, mm-hmm. to, like, come out to them as bisexual. I think that, like, she was crying, like, coming out to her friends, getting very emotional about it, and, like, you could tell that this was, like, really important to her that they accept her,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I think it would be hard to be introduced to all these people through a franchise where you've, like, dated a guy
on the basis of straightness.
It's a very, like, heteronormative show, and I think that would be intimidating. And, like, you know, she's, like, obviously, like, high femme, like, she's from, like, the South, and she has been able to date men her whole life, but I also wonder what that experience would be like for her growing up, like, having to reckon with, like, her femme identity, and also the fact that she, oh, I date guys, like, I like them, but then I also have these feelings for women. Like, it was something that I identified with,
mm-hmm.
you know, being femme and, like, thinking, like, I can't be gay because I don't look like this, you know? Right. So I think it was, like, really, it's been really sweet to see how everyone's just, like, taken her in and been, like, really encouraging.
Mm-hmm. And I liked Katie and Tayshia's
engagement with that. It's been really nice. And I think, like, this journey, like, isn't just about her dating. I think it's about her being, like, open and okay with, like, herself.
Like, showing up as herself.
Yeah, showing up as herself and really, like, not hiding that part of her from anyone anymore. So I'm like, go Demi.
Go Demi. Team Demi.
Yeah. And we'll see what happens with Derek. I kind of, like, worry for him.
I worry for like, Derek, too.
Like, I worry
too.
For anyone who's in a love triangle, you know? Yeah. Not just because she's, like, dating a girl. It's you know, it's, like, I worry for all the people who are sweet, nice people who are, like, putting their hearts on the line.
Yep, totally. Totally. Oh, Derek, you know, but I think he'll land on his feet. He'll be okay.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be fine no matter what, even if he doesn't end up with Demi and has to go back into the dating pool. Whenever you show up and you're, like, a good guy on this franchise, like, that's the best thing you can do for yourself. Right. Because even if you don't, you know, get the lady at the end of it, it's like, you're going to have so many people in your DMs, so... Yeah.
So, you're good. Derek's
Tyler,
good.
You'll be dating Gigi Hadid.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Well...
Is there anything really else to talk about? I feel like we're very thorough.
Yeah, we covered all the bases.
Okay.
So great. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening.
Leave us a review.
Oh, yeah, leave us a review.
And subscribe.
Subscribe to us on iTunes.
And Spotify.
And Spotify. We're on Spotify now. All right. Bye.
Bye.